I want to start with something you may recognize. You're lying in bed at night. Your mind is replaying everything from the day. The conversation, the decision you made, the situation you wish you could fix. And somewhere in the middle of that spiral, a thought pops up. You're like, I'm just going to give it to God. Maybe someone said it to you. Maybe you've told it to yourself before, but instead of feeling peace, your mind just starts racing faster. Because if you're honest, control feels safer than letting go. Just give it to God. How many times have you heard that? Is it biblical advice? Yes. But again, let's make it practical. If you've been here for any length of time, you know that's so important for me because that's what I needed. I still need that. I need the practical. I combine here, even in my biblical studies that I have that I've written, it's biblical, clinical, and practical. What is God saying about this? Practical. How did he make our bodies to actually work? And how can we move through that with scripture and live in this world? So today, that's what we're going to talk about. Just the Bible says, just give it to God, but how do we do that? So many of us live in this tension. You just want to trust God, but part of you still believes if I stop thinking about this, something might go wrong. So you keep analyzing, keep preparing, keep rehearsing outcomes because there's still this little piece of control in you. So just giving it to God feels physically uncomfortable. It's, can I trust him with my pain? There's a whole other thing going on with your nervous system and the way God created it. But the good news is that if we've learned to survive, we can also learn to have life in our bodies, right? And most of the time, it's not because you don't trust God. Intellectually, you do. But it's a lot of the time, control has just been your way of feeling safe. If I can make this happen, if I can worry about everything, then I don't have to be blindsided by another pain or situation. I lived this. I'm learning now, so many years into my walk, really what it looks like to trust God. I think some of that comes with age. I think some of it just comes with spiritual maturity, life experiences, but also your own willingness to surrender. That's a big churchy word, but just your willingness to say, I'm going to allow whatever happened to happen. Not in an unhealthy way, not like you're like, oh, I'm just going to step back. Whatever happened, happens. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about realizing all these what if scenarios. And I have a podcast coming next week about that. They're not helping you. They're just causing you anxiety, but they help you think that you're in control of something. But for me, I didn't even know I was in functional freeze. I didn't even know that I was becoming into this depressive state, no motivation. I didn't even realize it until now on the other side. Again, hindsight, 2020, you can always have that perfect vision looking back, how much I was surviving, how much I was just running through life. And I say running, meaning just my pace, my general pace was quick. Whether I was walking in the grocery store, outside on a walk, like I was just fast paced. And I just thought, oh, well, this is just the way that I walk. I'm just a fast walker. No, my body was just trained to constantly be on alert. I was constantly ready to run at any given moment. And now I just walked with my friend, actually, and we were talking about this at the end of our walk. And I was like, could you tell I was setting the pace? And she's like, yeah, I could. She's like, I wanted to keep walking faster and I was setting the pace for her. So we slow down. And now I have become the one that is slow. And I remember telling my husband, like, come on, what is wrong with your slow walker? Because I was always so fast. And now I'm the one that's telling him to slow down. Because I'm healing my nervous system. I'm learning what it means to trust God on a physical level, not just a mental level. Control was very protective for me, and it is probably for you as well. You think that if you don't, then something's going to happen. Something's going to fall through the cracks. And most people assume the struggle with control is very spiritual. It can be. I don't want to say it's, again, I don't speak absolutes here. It definitely can be. Like, can you, do, like, what is your version that you have of God? What is your theological view that you have of God? But it's actually more mental and emotional, because control is the mind's attempt to create certainty. And when life feels uncertain, the brain tries to solve that discomfort by thinking harder. But the problem is that overthinking feels productive, yet it rarely creates peace. And this is something I often see in the women that I work with. They deeply love God, but their thoughts keep pulling them back into safety. It's, can I really trust God? And so then we have to dive into some of their theological view of God, who they think he is, what they think he thinks of them. Inside my self-paced course, we spend time identifying those patterns, because you can't release something to God if your mind keeps taking it back, or if you don't even really know why, or that you're in control. I didn't know that I was controlling my life. When you're in a state of survival, you don't realize the level of control that you're in until you slowly start to thaw. That's what they call it. When you start coming out of survival, or in my say I was in functional freeze, I was thawing, coming out of that and seeing that control. You can head to jessicahuddle.com/heal to learn about my self-paced course. Or if you want something that's more practical, tangible, hands-on, I highly recommend booking a free consultation with me. You can head to the show notes in whatever app that you're listening to this, and the links will be there for you. Control promises a few things. It promises a certainty. And again, I've talked about how our brain does not like uncertainty. It feels like we are protecting ourselves. It feels like we're prepared, right? Like you're doing something about the situation. However, control actually can't guarantee any of those things. Control does not guarantee certainty. It does not guarantee protection. It doesn't even guarantee that you're prepared, because most of the things that you're preparing for never happen. But what it produces is exhaustion, rumination, anxiety, spiritual pressure. And eventually you start thinking like, why can't I just trust God? So control sounds like this again. What if something goes wrong? I need to figure it out. I can't relax yet. And trust sounds more, I've thought about this enough for today. I've allowed the rest. Even if the outcome is certain, God is still God, even when I don't have the answer. This is the absence of concern. And me even saying some of that to you might be like, oh, that feels uncomfortable. Me even just saying like, God is still God, even when I don't know the answer. Not knowing the answer might make you just squirm in your own skin, because that feels way too unsafe for you. But it's the willingness to stop carrying the problem alone. So I want you to think about this. Just a little experiment. The next time you catch yourself trying to mentally control an outcome, ask yourself this question. Have I already thought about this enough today? And this is where we really get to make scripture practical. Matthew 6:27. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Think about this. How do we make this practical? And now again, there's so many layers to this, and I'm not here to like slap on a scripture, right? That's not what I'm doing here. I want us to actually live out the scripture. If you've already thought about this enough, practice letting the thought sit without solving it. You don't need to force peace. You need to stop feeding the spiral. I'm going to say that again. We need to learn to stop feeding the spiral. Many people discover that they don't know how to actually stop the spiral. And that's where some of the deeper work becomes helpful. Whether it's one-on-one coaching for that deeper personal connection with me, where we work through things together, or it's maybe at a pace that is more manageable for you right now in this season, in my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, where you learn how to walk through and recognize what your mind is doing and how it's trying to create the safety, and how to start responding differently without shaming yourself, because trust isn't built through pressure. Again, you can head to the show notes, click on the link, head to jessicahuddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L. More than anything, giving something to God doesn't mean you never thinking about it again. So important. I can't tell you how many times when I'm working with somebody that I talk about repetition of the same thing. And that goes into neuroplasticity and a whole other conversation. But it means you stop believing the outcome depends entirely on you. And sometimes the first step toward trust isn't surrender. It's noticing how tightly you've been holding on. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.